Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen.
He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number 1, Amy Schumer celebrates gaining an extra 40 pounds by going on Instagram in her underwear, with a caption that says, "Still got it." Got what? Herpagonosyphilates, perhaps? All she has to do is oil herself up and she might be able to enter a sumo contest. All I have to ask is, what do we do to deserve this sort of torture? These days, for women that are 42 years old and post-wall, being morbidly obese is a flex. Up next, meet the competition ladies, the lover bots. Just like you, she doesn't cook and clean, but she has the advantage of not nagging us. As soon as they can walk and talk, most guys will buy one. Someone says that the dolls don't wash themselves. That's okay, because many of the women out there don't wash themselves either. Especially if they're morbidly obese and they can't reach. Women are making fun of this now, but one day, they'll demand that it gets banned. Number 3 is a collage of the "I don't need a man in my 20s versus the "I'm ready to settle down in my 30s. The 20s boss babe is promiscuous and drinks herself into oblivion, while doing lonely fools. But in her thirsty 30s, the chads are gone as she packs on the pounds and the cats keep her company. As well as the melanin-challenged children courtesy of Ray Ray, which keep her up at night. Moving on, in New York, they're shutting down entire high schools and using them to house migrants, and the students have to go back to virtual classrooms like they did during COVID. At least the kids aren't in re-education camps anymore. I also know there's a tunnel in Brooklyn under a synagogue that the migrants can also use. It's already fully furnished with mattresses and kids' feeding chairs. Once they run out of schools, they'll probably start forcing people to take them into their homes. Mark my words. Anything to keep the illegal future voters happy. Number 5, if you want to know why this is happening, remember that we live in a nation where doctors destroy your health and universities destroy knowledge, where banks destroy the economy to make a profit short-selling. We're in a bizarre world where governments grow the economy while letting in illegal immigrants to spur demand for housing and consumer goods. Up next is Confused Cat, and she's in the top 37% of Lonely Fools creators and made around $100 this month. Women like this potentially wreck their lives by making themselves undateable by decent men with morals, and make it harder for themselves to get a real job once their employers find out that their poop shoot is being broadcast over the internets. Did Confused Cat just give us permission to mock her life choices? I don't know. Most women will make more money at McDonald's with their clothes on each month. Number 7, Lisa Bonet files for divorce from Jason Momoa. If he can't make it work with a much older post-wall single mother, then who can? He should have had his vision checked. He can do a lot better. I don't think he's going to have any issues finding an upgrade. She, on the other hand, looks as happy as Jada Pinkett Simp. Let me guess, Lisa is the one that was unhappy with their relationship. Moving on, women need to understand that these types of nose rings are not attractive. In fact, I prefer them with no tattoos, piercings, fit, and with a low to no body counts. I also have a 9-volt battery that I can connect to that ring quite nicely. But at least if her boyfriend gets upset with her, he can always pull on it. To me, Liz just looks like COCK repellent. Number 9 is the America you thought you grew up in versus the way that it actually is. Was it weak men that let this happen? To me, it just looks like she needs more cats and boxed wine to calm her down. Britney Spears is now a single mother, twice divorced. And I wonder who her next marriage victim will be. Up next is a guy that says he's an alpha male dating a trans woman. He says people say their love is wrong, but he will never stop fighting for them. I guess he puts the alpha in alphabets. It's okay to be gay these days. You don't have to convince anyone about it anymore, and it's only insecure men that have to defend their decisions with regards to who to date. This guy is pretty much the British word for cigarette, and he should accept it when people call him that. I can't wait to see their kids. Oh, wait. Number 11, ladies, just a warning, make sure you always check the background for photos of phallic objects you might shove up your schwing-schwang. Pay close attention to the picture at the bottom right. The guy in it is probably a bottom too. It's probably a perfect fit. And it's women that shame us for using lover bots when they're the biggest consumers of grown-up toys. Moving on, congratulations to the new St. Paul, Minnesota City Council. They're all women of minority status. Congratulations, ladies, you've achieved the same level of discrimination and sexism that you've rallied against for over the last 100 years. Will any of them be held accountable when things go wrong? I doubt it. That would be a first. They look like the waitstaff at China King. Here's an actual St. Paul resident fleeing because of the content of these women's character. Number 13, meanwhile in Canada, a single mother with a biracial child was asked proof that she's the mother of a kid while she was trying to get on a plane. These days with desperate women stealing babies, I guess you never know. But look at the way she's holding up that kid. He looks so uncomfortable in his own mother's arms. That's probably why they thought the kid wasn't hers to begin with. The kid even appears to be making that face saying he doesn't want her to be his mommy. But where's the father? They probably just talked to her for a couple minutes and realized that she has low IQ and morals and realized that she was the mother. Up next, imagine if Instagram was deleted and women weren't models anymore. But they would also need to delete Lonely Fools or they would flock to that platform or TikTok instead. They would even fall back on Facebook if they had to. The thought-seeking attention and simp-bucks genie cannot be put back in the bottle. As one social network falls, another will rise up to take its place. And all the so-called models will just move there instead. Number 15, the Miami Heat waited until their coach was finished with his divorce proceedings before giving him an $120 million extension. There you have the Miami Heat being a good bro. I guess she should have waited a bit longer to file. I hope he learned his marriage lesson though, and if he remarries, he should be shamed for being a simp. Moving on, we have Jane Fonda, geriatric giner, that blames the climate crisis on racism. This sounds completely retarded, but it looks like formaldehyde does wonders for these celebrities and their complexion these days. She used to play pretend on film and television 50 years ago. My advice is to never take most celebrities' opinions seriously. This is what I think of celebrity opinions, unless of course they belong to Ryan Reynolds. That guy is incredibly intelligent. Number 17 is a visual representation of inflation. The water streaming from the holes of your savings are going into the pockets of the privileged. Either save in investments that grow by at least 8-10% a year after tax, or slowly lose your purchasing power. Remember guys, Bitcoin fixes this, and not only that, but grows your savings faster than inflation over any given 4-year period of time. Up next we have Lady, and in one line she says that all men are pigs, and in another line she says that women are equal to men. I think we're witnessing the birth of a proud Miss Piggy. Is she saying that a woman equals a man equals a pig? This sounds like a cell phone and she's probably not even aware of it until people bring it up to her attention. Number 19, we have a man that ended another man that struggle snuggled his 5-year-old daughter, and he won't be facing any charges in Texas. If that's not a deterrent, then I don't know what is. I guess everything is bigger in Texas, including the balls on judges, not punishing men that clearly would have been punished in other states. Moving on, we have even more good news with an article saying that the majority of inclusive TV shows have now been canceled. I guess no one wants to pay to watch woke gynocentric horse poop anymore, not even the women. I guess go woke, go broke is true. When you see stories like this, the money is run out and the media companies are over. I can't wait to see how they clean house over at Disney. Number 21, we have a scary graph if you care about demographics and marriage. My generation, the Xers, 50% of us were married by 25. I almost got married at that age, but came to my senses and said no. But only half as many 25-year-olds born in the 1990s have done the same. Looks like the marriage rate is collapsing exponentially. But we can do a lot better. Let's get it down to zero. The Zoomer marriage rate might only be 15-20%, so marriage is dead. Up next is a Southwest Airlines all-female flight crew. Go off queens. Whatever the hell that means. These two young pilots in the middle scare the hell out of me. Imagine getting on this plane and seeing them. First, Southwest Airlines gives fat people 2 seats for the price of one. And now this. This is racist and sexist because where's the Asian woman and the gay male? They also forgot the trans person. Then again, maybe one of the pilots has an Adam's apple. Number 23, we have a based man that walked away from his babe after she gave him an ultimatum, either her or his video games. He says she's being petty and trivial and that their relationship can no longer continue. I guess the Sigma male response works every time. He doesn't need her, and if she tries to restrict his freedom, he will shock her and leave her first. Most women are speechless when a man resists temptation and leaves them. Moving on is a mug I saw an ad for on X, saying that a girl and her dog have a great bond that can't be broken. I wonder what kind of bond it really is. Maybe you tied the knot somewhere intimate, if you know what I mean. Maybe this mug is all about women hiding the dog pill in plain sight so that men don't really see it. Number 25 and the last one is a woman stuck with a $3,100 bill for dinner after her blind date refused to pay it for her 23 family members that she brought along. She tried to scam him. He walked away and now she's the victim. I know most of you are thinking that no way this is real, but I've seen stories where women bring two or three of their friends out and try and get the guy to pay for everything. If it's real, I'm sure she's a strong, independent woman that can pay her own way on a credit card. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe to my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is down below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.